This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
So for a minute there, they didn't think they could agree on a verdict in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs. There were a couple of times when the judge had to clear his throat and tell jurors to get back to work after complaints that one of the panelists couldn't follow the judge's instructions. And even last night, they couldn't come to terms on a fifth charge against Diddy, and the judge told them, go home and sleep on it, come back and finish the job. And this morning, they did. Sean Diddy Combs, as you've been hearing, convicted of prostitution offenses, but no bill on the biggest charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. And so that's where we begin our news on this Wednesday afternoon. Diddy didn't take the stand in any of these proceedings, but we are told he did take a knee after the verdict was read. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa following the case the whole time and leading the broadcast on this Wednesday.
Will Sean Diddy Combs walk out the courthouse door today? It's what his lawyers are asking for after the jury acquitted him of the most serious charges but convicted on prostitution. His lawyers argued that if Combs had been arrested only on that, he would not have been cooling his heels in his prison cell since September when he was arrested in Midtown Manhattan. Prosecutors want him to remain incarcerated. The U.S. attorney issuing a statement saying sex crimes are serious and they will continue to prosecute them. Diddy's family left the courtroom jubilant, smiling, his mother waving to the crowd outside. Diddy faces up to 10 years behind bars on each count. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And it's clear no testimony in this case was more compelling than the woman who first raised the flag about Diddy, the freak-offs, the beatings, the cruelty, than his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. That videotape of Diddy pummeling and kicking her in the hallway of a hotel became a lightning rod for this trial. And today her lawyers told reporters Cassie paved the way with her courage to file a civil complaint against him in 2023. And Douglas Wigdor says if today's outcome puts Diddy and others like him on notice, they'll take it.
Pleased that he's been held responsible for something, which is something that hasn't happened in his lifetime. And, you know, we're hopeful that ultimately he receives a substantial sentence for what he's done.
Again, he could get 0 to 10 years on each of the counts he was convicted of. But as you've heard his lawyer say, anybody else who's been arrested for prostitution wouldn't be held in jail this long. He'd been at Metro since September. They want him released immediately. But now the court of public opinion. Here's Marla Diamond.
Drama inside and certainly outside the courthouse as word trickled out about the verdict, supporters cheered. Content creator Uda Ongo covered the entire trial.
The RICO, he couldn't get caught for the RICO. You know why? This was a FRICO.
That's right.
This was a FRICO. It was never a RICO.
But there were others who stood silently, seemingly in shock. A mother with her daughter visiting from Florida called the verdict extremely disappointing.
That he could do this to somebody, many people, and it's a pattern. It's a regular pattern. And he's going to get out and he's going to do it again.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside federal court in Lower Manhattan.
And so we will continue monitoring developments, and we'll let you know if the judge decides if Diddy walks or if he stays behind bars and for how long on the prostitution charges and the conviction. The city transportation folks say the streets of New York are safer this year for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. In fact, they say the safest, latest data looks a lot like 2018 thus far. We had 87 traffic-related deaths the first half of this year. That's the same number we had in the first 6 months of 2018, which went on to become the safest year since the city began keeping records over a century ago. DOC Commissioner Yonanis Rodriguez with his take on the historic decline.
And these are not just numbers. They are people. They are brothers, their family, their neighbors. People who are alive today because of the policy choice Mayor Eric Adams and we have made.
That said, officials say there's no telling what the numbers will look like by the end of this year, and especially since crashes and collisions usually go up during the summer. AccuWeather says clouds breaking for some sun this afternoon, rather warm and humid with a high of 84. It was hot in the newsroom today, in fact, and it's usually freezing in here. Tonight, becoming mostly clear and warm, a low of 72 in town, 60s in the burbs, and then tomorrow, sun and some clouds, very warm, less humid with a spotty afternoon or early thunderstorm around, maybe a gusty wind, a high of 88. We are at 81 degrees and overcast right now in Central Park. Zoran Mamdani celebrating his official Democratic primary win, picking up some new labor endorsements from many of the unions who once supported Andrew Cuomo. And today at his victory speech, he called out both President Trump and Mayor Adams for what they said or didn't say about him.
An early theme of the Mamdani campaign might be don't just fight against what they believe needs to change, but fight for working class people.
More than 545,000 New Yorkers gave us a mandate to make this city affordable.
He had a direct message for President Trump, who said Mamdani should be arrested if he prevents ICE from doing its job.
He wants to distract from what I fight for. I fight for working people. I fight for the very people that have been priced out of this city, and I fight for the same people that he said he was fighting for.
He calls it sad that Mayor Adams wouldn't announce calls to deport him. As for Andrew Cuomo staying in the race, Mamdani says he wants to unite the party. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Douglas Elliman says at least here in New York, it appears home buyers aren't fazed by President Trump's tariffs. Manhattan home sales surged by 17%, with most of the buyers armed with a fistful of cash. The realty giant says the second quarter was stronger than any they've seen in almost 2 years. A little more than 3,000 co-op and condo purchases were closed, and those houses were not cheap. The median price was about $1.2 million. They're saying the quarter might have been even better if not for Trump's tariffs, President Trump's tariffs, which threw a wet blanket, they say, on the springtime deal bonanza many in the industry were banking on. Jonathan Miller with Miller Samuel says it was a good quarter, but no, it wasn't quite the boom we were anticipating before factoring in the trade wars. He says Trump's tariffs gave people who were depending on financing the creeps, so they backed off. Still, purchases made with mortgages rose 5.7%. But by comparison, folks walking in with cash, 23%. At the movie theater, never mind the down payment for a bucket of popcorn, a candy bar, and a soda. Get ready to take out a loan to pay for the container it comes in. Wins family, would you listen to this?
Fans have paid up to $50 to munch on popcorn from sandworms, T-Rex heads, and racing helmets. Ready to best them all?
Please welcome the Fantastic Four.
Marvel's upcoming reboot, First Steps. Regal will sell giant replica buckets of the villain Galactus head for $80. They'll feature glowing LED eyes and removable purple horns and hold up to 361 ounces of popcorn. That's more than twice the size of a regular large. Theater chains have grown to count on collectors to make up for box office sales that still haven't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Wins.
Are you kidding me? Almost $100 for a bucket of popcorn. Who needs to pay $100 for a fancy dinner where you can go to the movies and eat popcorn for the same price? Okay. If you're in the market for a Ceratosaurus, Sotheby's can help you with that later this month. A skeleton of the animal and the largest ever Martian meteorite are on view for the very first time. They're both hitting the auction block. The juvenile Ceratosaurus was found in 1996 by the historic Bone Cabin Quarry. They preserved it from the late Jurassic period and is mounted and ready to view starting July 8th before it's being, it'll be sold on July the 16th at auction. About 6'3", 10 feet, 8 inches long, only four of these things exist, and you can own one of them if the price is right. Get that for the living room. They're also selling off the largest piece of Mars on Earth, also on July 16th at the Sotheby's auction. It weighs about 54 pounds, and if you've got $2 to $4 million, this rock can be yours. Pretty bad bus crash this morning, not out on the street, but actually inside the Port Authority bus terminal. It was on the fourth floor. EMS Deputy Chief Jason Safford.
At approximately 6:05 this morning, we received a call for two New Jersey Transit buses that collided on a ramp at the Port Authority. We had a total of 12 patients. One patient had moderate injuries and required extrication. 10 patients with minor injuries. One patient refused medical aid on scene.
Yeah, you can imagine that screwed up the inbound bus traffic coming off the Lincoln Tunnel. All those buses had to be rerouted, and that led to even more traffic tie-ups out on the street. Aye. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A briefing today on what the cops are doing to make this 4th of July holiday safe. No immediate threats, but the built-ins will be quite evident as we go into the long holiday weekend. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley, fresh from that briefing, to tell us more about what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, Larry, it is going to be a giant show. And of course, the NYPD is going to be prepared. They say they prepare all year leading up to the fireworks show. There's going to be more than 50,000 fireworks, live music, and Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they will be prepared both on the ground and in the sky.
And our deployment plan includes a robust counterterrorism overlay, including explosive detection canines, heavy weapons teams, harbor units conducting security inspections of the piers and any vessels in the harbor, and plainclothes officers who will be looking for anomalous activity.
There'll also be drones in the sky, and some of those fireworks you're going to see launched from the Brooklyn Bridge. It's on the east side this year. The FDNY also is going to be stationed on the bridge with personnel from their explosive units ready just in case. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live from police headquarters.
All right, MLB, and our thanks to you for that. Speaking of drones in the sky, with everybody getting ready to hit the beach this 4th of July, Governor Hochul beefing up resources on Long Island to make sure the waters are free of sharks. She's giving parks officials six more drones, bringing the total to 28 for South Shore beaches, including Jones Beach, where a young woman suffered a suspected shark bite last week. They've also trained eight additional drone pilots to help with patrols. In a statement, the governor says it's about strengthening our shark surveillance capabilities to help protect our cherished beaches and summertime traditions. And how about our ankles, too, Governor? And 2 years ago, the Roosevelt Hotel was at the center of what some call the migrant crisis here in New York, when as many as 4,000 asylum seekers arrived here every single week. Now today, Mayor Adams says that chapter is behind us now as he marks the closure of the Roosevelt along with dozens of others.
This is ever going to be a symbol of the resiliency of this city and how you could do things in the right way.
Yeah, it says it was 2 years ago. I thought it was just a year. It seems like just yesterday. Anyway, the Roosevelt became an arrival and intake center for migrants back in May 2023. Since then, the mayor says 237,000 asylum seekers have gone through there. With that number down to about 100 arrivals a week, the city has now shuttered 63 shelters over the past year. Migrant intake will now happen at other homeless shelters. The 90s are back in a big way with a two-day festival heading to Long Island next week.
There will be tons of music from the 1990s. Organizer Grace Kelly says all ages are welcome to the Long Island Nostalgia Festival taking place in Mineola July 11th and 12th.
So we will have things for the kids like face painting and, you know, a chance to meet characters from the 90s. Rocko's Modern Life, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And you're encouraged to dress up in a 1990s themed outfit.
So whether that be Clueless.
As if.
Or that grunge look.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Family, you want to hear something funny? So Kyle's out in the newsroom polling the room of our producers. The average age is 12 out there. Name a 90s song. Name a 90s song. And they're looking at him like, what in the world is in hell? Kyle's only 16. Oh, the young folks in this place. But we love them. They are the hardest working folks on the planet. There you are. Send checks to Larry Mullins, every single one of you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.